Deshaun Williams is 19 and wearing the same wrinkled jail uniform he has worn at every hearing. He stands at the defense table, eyes fixed on the wood grain, while the courtroom air hums with whispers. The case is simple on paper and brutal in outcome. Deshaun drove the car for a convenience store robbery. Inside the store, the clerk, Mr. Kang, was shot and killed. Deshaun did not pull the trigger. He has no prior record. His lawyer puts forward evidence that two older men pressured him into driving, that he tried to back out in the parking lot, and that he called 911 from the car while the robbery was still happening. But the felony murder statute is not flexible. It carries a mandatory minimum of 20 years, and as the sentencing judge, you cannot go lower. In the gallery, Mr. Kang's widow sits rigidly in the front row. She has asked you for the maximum sentence, and her stare never leaves Deshaun. You have only two real levers: impose at least 20 years or step away from the case. If you resign or recuse, the next judge will almost certainly impose the same minimum, only without your voice on the record. The clerk is waiting to bring you the sentencing paperwork. The room is quiet enough to hear the shuffle of chains. What's your call?